Capital Market Insights from ICMA.
Hello, I am Katie Kelly, Senior Director in Market Practice and Regulatory Policy at ICMA. And recently I spoke to David Soanes, who's the former UK head of UBS Group and Vice Chairman of UBS AG, and currently a speaker at social mobility charity Speakers for Schools, about why work experience in the UK is important and is needed more than ever. The UK government no longer mandates work experience. So as a result, about 50% of young people leave state secondary school without any work experience at all. However, students at private schools are now twice as likely to have completed multiple sets of work experience, meaning that students in the state sector are really missing out on valuable opportunities. David explained to me that getting work experience can sometimes be a case of not what you know, but who you know, which is great if a young person's parents work in a desired industry, but a clear disadvantage for many others. Also, much depends on the quality of the placement. Young people should be developing skills, learning basic technical knowledge about an industry, working on projects, experiencing teamwork, problem solving and research, and even learning how to use social media in a business context. This is how they'll learn about career pathways and will become confident, well-informed individuals who are not only curious about the world of work, but are actually prepared for it, which could also lead to a larger pool of employable future candidates and future leaders. The finance industry in particular needs to do more to engage with state schools. According to research from the Sutton Trust, half of FTSE 350 CEOs were privately educated, rising to 60% for hedge fund managers, but only 96% of the population attend state schools. On an individual basis, research suggests that meaningful work experience can lead to higher salaries and stronger educational outcomes. Just one session of work experience can raise future salary by approximately 1,100 when in full-time employment, and reduces the likelihood of not being employed from 11% to 7%. There's also the immeasurable impact on aspirations and confidence. The more young people see themselves reflected in the workplace, the more they are likely to apply for jobs that may previously seem out of reach, which reduces imposter syndrome and helps to create a virtuous cycle. ICMA regularly takes on work experience students, and the process is quite simple. But often companies are unsure how to go about it, how to contact schools, which schools to contact, and then teachers are so stretched that they might not be able to pick up on an inquiry. Also, safeguarding processes have become a bit more onerous, which, although necessary, can put off time for businesses. Speakers for Schools takes on all that burden, working with employers and schools to help create meaningful and varied online or in-person work experience programs. A significant challenge can be geographical barriers. For instance, living outside of London and the south of east of England can cut out many options. So virtual placements have their benefits too. Not only do they mirror the hybrid working style in many sectors, but they also remove geographical barriers. So based on the ICMA experience, I would definitely encourage employers to offer work experience and maybe to look at Speakers for Schools to see if they can get some help. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. For more ICMA podcasts and further information on capital markets, please visit our website, icmagroup.org.